The Department of Corrections says it doesn't need half of the $6.5 million set aside for drunk driving services, but the agency is projecting a roughly $5.4 million shortfall because of hospital costs not covered by Medicaid, in addition to rising prescription drug and nursing costs. The committee agreed to the fund's transfer, but Milwaukee Democrat Lena Taylor, heard here on Wisconsin Eye, says the money should be used for alcohol and drug abuse services.
I do want to address the health issues and the increased costs we're having in urgent care health issues, but we should look at what can we do better for preventative services.
Marinette Republican John Nygren says enough treatment is being provided through corrections, but he says repeat offenders should be receiving those services outside the system. Daniel Kada, Wisconsin Public Radio.